Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, your trusted companion, bringing you the top three stories of the week, focusing on the insurance industry in Australia on behalf of Financial Services Online. Our first story dates back to the 8th of September. An interesting turn of events unfolded when the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, upheld an insurance claim. Despite allegations of fraud, the motor insurance policyholder walked out victorious. It all began when the policyholder's wife had a car accident at an intersection. From claims of missing evidence to inconsistencies in the provided timeline, the case sparked doubts. Even the insurer, Suncorp, noted an attempt to suspiciously hike the car's insured value from $52,000 to $75,000. However, the absence of any financial motive, coupled with criticisms on Suncorp's forensic assessments, led the AFCA to side with the policyholder. This case has underscored the importance of the delicate balance between vigilant fraud detection and fair treatment of policyholders. Our next piece of news comes from the 5th of September. In a significant business move, NM Insurance, originally founded as Nautilus Marine Insurance Agency, inked a 5-year agreement with capacity provider Zurich. This partnership solidifies NM Insurance's market standing and instills confidence in brokers. Over the past 2 decades, NM Insurance has expanded beyond its primary domain of recreational boating to other markets such as New Zealand, commercial marine, caravans, and motorcycles. The relationship between these two entities, which dates back to 2020, promises business stability and a continued commitment to delivering niche insurance products. CEO Lyndon Turner and Zurich's Alex Morgan have highlighted an emphasis on underwriting discipline and managed growth. This deal ensures constant broker support and claims reliability, further reinforcing NM Insurance's ongoing expansion and unwavering service in niche risk strategies. The final story for this week's wrap-up hails from the 3rd of September and takes us into the evolving landscape of cyber insurance. CFC Underwriting Limited introduced an educative initiative, a cyber masterclass for brokers. Available on demand, this free video series offers brokers an opportunity to enhance their proficiency in cyber insurance, earn up to 4 CPD points, and remain compliant with industry standards. The course's design ensures a comprehensive understanding of cybercrime, claims processes, and coverage options, a necessary skill set in today's digital era. CFC's initiative is a timely solution for addressing client concerns, managing risks, and staying ahead of the curve in the face of increasing cyber threats. Registration is open for any brokers looking to become part of this beneficial educational community. And there you have it, a wrap-up of the most notable insurance news stories in Australia over the past week. This was Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more such updates and a wide range of personal and business insurance services. Thank you, and see you next week with more scoops from the buzzing insurance sector in Australia.